We are back. You are listening to The Morning After on RGU 98.5. It's 6 minutes to nine. On the other end of the line, we have medical specialist and principal investigator for the studies at CCST, Dr. Chris Wynne. Are you there?
Morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you on the show today. There are so many things that we want to cover with you, but quickly, the main elevator pitch, if this interview was 90 seconds long, what would you say?
Okay. Medicines help people. CCST helps develop new medicines, and we need volunteers whom we pay for participation in clinical trials. They get one dose of a medicine, and we take blood samples from them to check how much gets into the bloodstream. So we want people who want to help others. We pay them for that, and they can carry on doing their normal job, but they are paid for being at CCST as well.
This is something that I feel students love, because clinical studies trials give them money that they otherwise wouldn't receive. And so, firstly, thanks for coming on. The second thing down that line is, do you think that students are more likely to participate in these studies? This is just personal interest. Sorry if I'm overstepping a mark by asking this.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of students who participate in these studies. You know, we have a rule that it's any particular study has to be safe enough for my kids to go in. Mm-hmm. So firstly, it's got to be safe. Secondly, it's got to work around their study program or work for their holidays.
Yeah.
And often we find they come in once exams are over, have their dose of the medicine, and then they can carry on having a summer holiday because they've earned their money without having to take on an ordinary job.
Mm.
Others do an ordinary job at the same time as being in a study.
Mm. I'll be honest, that may be my plan. We may be seeing each other soon.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, what have been some of the outcomes you've seen from these studies that have been really cool? I know my brother did one, I don't know what for, but maybe four or five years ago now, and he was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I just do this thing and I get, you know, built like a computer out of it, I think. So it is very helpful to a lot of people. But on the other side of that, for you guys, how is it helpful in, I guess, discovering more about these medicines and their helpfulness?
Oh, there's a lot of bad diseases out there that we need cures for or treatments for. I guess TCST's greatest triumph has been helping develop a medicine to cure hepatitis C.
Mm.
And millions of people around the world are going to be cured of this viral disease. And the first time that medicine was ever given to humans was in Christchurch at TCST.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
One other question is regarding COVID-19, of course, because this year's narrative is almost framed by COVID-19. And how has that impacted CCST? And in which ways is COVID-19 impacting you still to this day and to the future?
Yeah, great. We're very fortunate, aren't we? Live in New Zealand.
Mm.
We don't have to worry about it at the moment. We've got a couple of COVID drug treatments that we're trialling at the moment in healthy people, and then if they're proven to be successful and safe, then we'll treat patients, or the studies will be done overseas, obviously. But we make sure that everyone that comes in is safe and protected from COVID as far as everywhere else in New Zealand is. So it slowed us down, but we're really busy at the moment because we're one of the best countries in the world to be doing clinical trials.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, true.
Yeah. Why do you think it is, or I guess, what is it about New Zealand and Christchurch trials in particular that I guess set them almost a step above the rest in terms of the clinical trial field?
I think it's the participants. They're healthy. They understand when you commit to go into a clinical trial that you have to turn up for your appointments, have your blood taken at certain times.
Mm.
And we live in an environment that's not corrupt. The data that we get is reliable and trustworthy. And so it should be. I mean, it's going to develop a medicine that's going to be treating people, right?
Yeah.
In which ways can I register? How can I get involved with CCST?
Okay. The best way is to get on the website. That's ccst.co.nz. And there's information there on how to register, what trials are available, and what the compensation is for participating.
As per usual, well, I say as per usual, but like we've had Koizilla just on before. Thank
That's
you.
What we're used to saying as per usual. Yes.
thank you so much, Chris, for coming on today. CCST is something certainly that I would love to continue preaching on this show.
Mm, definitely.
So thanks for coming on.
Great, guys. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a good day, Chris.
Thank you. Bye now.